pressure goes through the roof on this topic. And that is saying Hallel in shul with a bracha on the night of the Seder. Okay, I've seen some very bizarre behavior. Maybe not so much now because they don't hang out in the right place, but I was in the Young Israel back in the day when the Young Israel was jam-packed before, you know, when I was a little kid, before the plethora of shtibluch that came to the neighborhood. So Friday, so the night of Yom, there was a lot of people down in Myriv and the Young Israel, all different types of people. It was the melting pot of Klal Yisrael. And I don't know why it was so, but the minig of the shul, I assume it was the minig, I think it's the minig in all of, in the German, the Young Israel, it used to be after, when the Young Israel, when the National Council of Young Israel was betokfai, the Mechol is here, we were here, was betokfai, it was a standard procedure that every Young Israel shul followed the same nusach. Today there are Young Israels that are in Nusach Svart. Okay, and they violate the charter. They sell what? And they sell aliyahs, which is a blatant violation of the charter. And then they name it, they all the rule book out the window. Okay, but it used to be back in the day that a Young Israel had a distinct
culture,
and they followed rules. And they had at least in the beginning, early years, a distinct nusach. So that is what it seems. And the nusach is I saw him explain this to no, people not even alive this tool anymore.
You can't that Shlomo because he has studied the history of it.
A lot of these people who know this stuff, though, they're not even alive anymore. You can't even, there's only to talk to anymore. But yeah, Shlomo, you know,
it's like a daf yomi. Wherever you go in the world, you want to have the same thing going on at the same time.
In the yomi, but there was a nusach, and they tell the people who knew this, they tell you what the nusach was. There was a distinct nusach. It's in Germany. It's one of the nuschois in Germany. That's why they have nusach lita slichos, and they make haftalah, and they make kiddush. There were certain very distinct don olam and yigdal. There were very distinct rules that were common. All of Young Israel shuls, and it was taken from a kahila, a very popular kahila in Germany. I don't know all the details. It's beyond me. Maybe you can find this online. Okay. In the Young Israel, it seems, which is counter to what many people would assume, is they would recite Hallel with a bracha before Kaddish Tiskabel, which means, Yidaven Arv, Baruch Hu, Es Hashem. Okay, you say Baruch Hu, you dive a Ma'ariv, you finish the Shemona Esrei, the silent, and then after you finish the silent Shemona Esrei, the Shliach Tzibor begins Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvos Sivanu L'Krow Es Hallel, and they say the whole Hallel with the bracha, and when you finish, Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabo tiskabel tzlois ahoin. That today you should know is pretty rare. The little that I know, to do it like that, and then you say tiskabel, and then you have a leinu, and they make the announcements, and then they sing yigdal or don olam, whatever they're going to remember, and you go home and you start your seder, and your wife says to you, "What took you so long to come? What took you so long to?" That's part of nusach, by the way. If you walk in that house, it's in the siddur. It's in the siddur. Don't you will arrange you? It's part of the nusach of the siddur.
Because you're given the option. You're not given the option
until
after it's completed.
Oh, that's a niyazah. So today, it's a big mishmash today. There are some people, I remember in the Young Israel, I remember some people, what? They would walk out with such a hislavus, such a, I never saw them have such pleasure in their life. Big oilam, and they Baruch Atah Hashem, they get up and they walk out. Strange people, right? I miss those kind of people. They're principles, these people. Once they walked out, they never came back. They didn't come back.
Very few shuls said Hallel on the side. Then they said the minig began somewhere in the 60s, they began to say Hallel on my shul, stop Nashkanad. So a few people were upset about it. So they asked Rav Moshe about saying Hallel. You know what his answer was? I understand. You got something better to do.
There are people today that will not, Yohored Yal Yavar will say Hallel. Mamish Yohored Yal Yavar. And then there are people that will say Hallel without a bracha. And then there are people that will only say the Hallel after davening is completely over. And you're basic. You finish Meirev, Kaddish Yosem, you wait a few minutes, and now it's not a chelik of Ma'ariv. Mm-hmm. There are many different minhagim, all the minhagim.
They do it first, Israel, 35th Street, right? And they get,
but
they
all the minhagim, all
those who want to stay for Hallel.
There are many people today already in this generation are so mixed up, they have no idea what's going on. And they just, whatever they do in shul, they do, they don't do a face. I don't know. It's today where I daven at least. I don't know. Everything lost its time, its passion. It used to be people had beliefs. They believed in something they had. Today, everyone's mind is elsewhere. Is elsewhere, and there is definitely a loss of the passion and of the Messiah and the understanding of the issues. I want to suggest to you a chiddush that it doesn't say anywhere else. I do not know. Maybe you'll find it. As to what is the makar for saying Hallel? And there is a lot of discussion. What is this Hallel all about? So the common approach is there are tzvei dinim in Hallel. There is Hallel that is said at Seder. Now that Hallel has no bracha. You don't make a bracha on that Hallel. And in fact, you mafsik with Shulchan Aruch in the middle of the Hallel. There's a Hallel that is said b'derech seba. You're sitting down. Some people even reclining. I don't know if that's proper, but some people they recline when they say the Hallel, but they're certainly sitting when they're saying the Hallel. And then there is a Hallel that said mitoch yira, and it's different. So some will tell you there are two different. The night of the Seder is like has the status of day. It's a completely different dimension of time, and you have an obligation at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Makas Bechorois, the little Seder to say Hallel, and it has to be said Hallel. And then there's another Hallel, a Hallel of Cheres. I don't even remember all the terminology, but that is the very common approach. There are two different dimensions to Hallel, a Hallel that's said in Tefillah, and there's a Hallel that's said as part of Shira, as part of Cheres. We have to go back and revisit and analyze the common approach.
Yeah. Used to go to the Hasidim to daven Meiriv the night of Pesach in order to say Hallel the Tzibur.
The Tzibur?
Yeah.
You can only say this Hallel the Tzibur. Right. That's another topic. Is it the reason why you say, because even if you say Hallel at home, you're not saying it b'tzibur. The Hallel that you are reciting by your Pesach table, usually you don't have 10 people. Maybe you have a big family, you have 10 men. Here you need to say, there's a din of saying it b'tzibur. There's a lot of Torah. There's a lot of Torah on this. I didn't prepare that Torah. I wanted to say something.
During COVID, Parshal Shech, the Paskin, that even if many was to say Hallel, in shul, but since he's diving in the house, he can't say Hallel.
Okay, you see, you need to be Dafka B'tzibur. Rav Herschel Shachter says that you can say a bracha. Yom Tif, you can say a bracha. But the Hallel that you would say at night, a little Pesach, when you say in shul, if you're not going to shul, you're at home, and for example, during COVID, so that Hallel, you cannot make a bracha. That indicates that it's a din of the tzibur. There's a lot of beautiful Torah on understanding the nature of the Hallel. I didn't prepare we threw out a few basic Russian Prokem ideas. I want to suggest you something different, which I came across, which right away clicked with me. If it's true or not, I don't know. It's probably 99% not true, but it doesn't hurt to tell you the idea anyway, because it touched upon some other very interesting things. And that is Rashi Matzah. You know what Rashi Matzah is? Do you know what Rashi Hadassim are? Okay, you know what I bought for someone, it cost $75. Rashi Hadassim. Someone asked me to buy them. No, it's Hadassim. We don't have three. Nine. Instead of there being three at each level, there are nine. Rashi Befevish says that you need, there are three badim, and from each bad comes out three hadasim. You ever see those? So now they started making them. They started genetically engineering them in Eretz
Rabbi
Yisrael.
Shmuel did it in his backyard.
They started genetically engineering. All of your grandchildren will be using the Rashi Hadassim. You'll see. Okay, genetically engineering these new Hadassim. They don't have three leaves in each star. They have nine. Okay, they only charge $75 a set. Okay, and someone asked me to get it for them. And I said, so you're going to use this? I'm not going to bring it. Crazy. I'm going to bring it to shul. They'll kill me. So why do you want it? Showpiece. I want to show people. I want to, at home, I have special people coming. I want to show it to them and talk about it and talk and learning with them. It's worth it for me, the $75 to use as a topic of learning in the house with my children and with my guests. Okay. So there's something called Rashi Matzah. You know what that is? Well, if regular Hadassim costs $10 and Rashi Hadassim costs $75, so regular matzah costs, I don't know, what does it cost? $35?
$40.
$40. So Rashi matzah costs at least $100 a pound. What is Rashi matzah? Rashi holds that some of matzah is even ma'akev b'di'evet. You can only bake the matzah, which you're going to use for the seder.
Oh, I'm saying about
After Chatzos, it's
Chumash
to the Korban Matzah Mitzvah. Who says who made the Matzah Mitzvah? It's Rashi. It's the Sheet of Rashi. Matzah Mitzvah is the mitzvah that you use for the Seder has to be baked at the time of Shechitas HaPesach. When do you slaughter the Korban Pesach in the after Chatzos, which really is after Tumas Shel Bein Aron, which really seven hours after, like 1 o'clock or 1:30 or 2:30, because they change the clock.
Between those two things.
Because the matzah, it has to be a shmur matzah. It has to be made l'shem, when they bake the matzah, l'shem matzah smitzah. They say the matzah smitzah. The zman of the mitzvah is al matzois umirorim yochaluhu. You eat the matzah together with the Korban Pesach. The zman of the Shechitas HaPesach is Erev Pesach, after Chatzos. The nail of the matzah that you're going to inject, l'shem matzois mitzvah, has to be baked and prepared after Chatzos on Erev Pesach.
The Torah only talks about
Rashi, the pasuk is makish, is the chiddush of Rashi. We don't accept this lahalacha, but Rashi holds that it's ma'akev. You're not yoytzes. Well, I shouldn't say it's ma'akev. It's machlokes if Rashi holds it's ma'akev or not. But Rashi says that the matzah that you bake for Pesach has to be prepared at the time when is the zman of Shechitas HaPesach. The hukash. Furthermore, some say is that at this man when you're not allowed to eat chametz after chatzos, you can't eat chametz anymore. That's when you make the matzah. It's no inyan kunz to make matzah when you're allowed to have chametz. There's no pressure. So no, the clock stops. 18. The bell rings. 18 minutes. All right, everything else go in the garbage. When you're making matzah, this is the matzah baking factories. It's big business. It's a big thing.
It's not matzah if it's according to the Shita.
It's not kosher. It's matzah. It's matzah, but you're not yotzei the matzah is mitzvah of lel for erev toichlu matzahs. The matzah you eat at the seder is a different madrega. This is matzahs shegilu shchina. Matzah the matzah eat little Pesach is called matzah mitzvah and it has to be baked l'shem matzah mitzvah. So we do that. So Chanukah time, you make matzah l'shem matzah mitzvah. Rashi holds no, it doesn't help you. The matzah mitzvah only gets a shem matzah mitzvah for the little seder, the matzah you bake after Chatzos. That's what Rashi says, and that is why there is a thriving multi-million, I don't know, a very big business of going to bake matzos erev Pesach after Chatzos. It's a dangerous game because you can't have any chametz. They got to be so precise And there's going to be no leftovers. Everything has to be done with ultimate precision, and every matzah baking factory does this. And you got to get tickets. You got some big zach. You got to go to the mikvah. You got to get tickets. It's a big zach. All the rebbes, and they charge. Oh boy, how much?
20 and that's something.
Well, how much are you talking about?
20, even more. $50 a matzah. It's a mishigah. It's an inyan. It's an inyan. Listen, what else are you going to do? Get the kids out of the house. You get the kids out of the house. You send them out to big it's a big inyan. Big, big thing.
They say hollow.
I remember my uncle used to come, my grandparents and used to go, oh, he used to go to Shatzim Matzah for the Matzah Smith. He would go, it was such a big thing by him. They would go there. You have to get tickets and go there to get Matzah Smith. Okay, fine. That's called Rashi Matzah, Shitas Rashi. Now, here's the fish. When they bake matzahs regular time, what do they do when they bake matzahs? What do they do when they bake? I don't know. What do they do? Nothing.
They say hello.
Oh, they say
No.
hello?
Yeah. Only airbag.
Okay,
Oh,
so
look around. When they make passes, they say
I don't
hello.
know. Only when they
Okay.
can, only when they're taking pictures. Only when someone's coming with the smart. They say, Rashi Matzah. It's showing they bring the kids.
Yeah.
Now, you once took me. Remember, you took me to Tarvadas. You took me, we went to
First, remember.
Tversky. You took me to the Tarvadas Chava. They weren't singing, but
They say
there's an Indian, there's an Indian, there's an Indian. However, by Matzah's mitzvah. Oh, then there's a very big Indian. Why? Because the only reason why you're making the matzah is the matzah's chukash l'karbon Pesach. And it says the Beferush in the Mishnah that when they shecht did the Karbon Pesach after Chatzos in the Beis HaMikdash, they said Hallel. The Zman in the Mikdash, they said how many times? One time, two times, they didn't finish.
Finish the
They never finished the third. They sang when they came in the shifts. There were three shifts. And it says the Beferush in the Mishnah that when they did Shechitas HaPesach, everyone, they will be a sight to see. How did they do this? Have they everyone knew by heart? Maybe that's a good phrase. I have no idea. They sang the Hallel as they shechted the Karban Pesach and the Kabbalah, the Halacha, and the Zrika. It's a Mishnah. They sang Hallel. Memela, when you go to the matzah baking factory, Erev Pesach, at the Chatzos, if you're zeicher to go and see what's going on over there, they sing Hallel. They imitate, they sing from beginning to end. From beginning to end, when they bake the matzahs, Erev Pesach after Chatzos. They sing the Hallel. Rabbi Sai.
The people going or the people
Everyone, everyone, everyone involved sings the Hallel.
the
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
No, the
Now, let's go back to them. There's a minhag amongst certain groups of people. This is a shocking thing, people, to hear this. And it's a minute. There's a Kabbalah. I'm just telling you what it says in the books here. Don't shoot the messenger from Eliyahu HaNavi himself. That Erev Pesach, when you bake the matzahs, I mean, Rashi, the way Rashi holds, you should do it. When you bake the matzahs, Erev Pesach, after Chatzos, you're supposed to sing the Hallel and you're supposed to make a bracha. Look at the Hallel. You don't just say the Hallel, you make a bracha. And there are Hayyim Hazeh groups of Hasidim, I can't tell you who they are, who make a book. That's the Mesorah. That's the Mesorah. Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos U'Mitzvonu Likro Es HaHallel. Pour the water, get to work. They make a bracha on the Hallel. Because we're baking the matzah, Chukash to the Korban Pesach. It's Minig Avos saying that the Yodin, this is Zechel, I don't know how the term you want to go use. It's done. It's saying the Hallel for sure is done. That's every matzah baking factory that's doing matzah mitzvah, they're saying Hallel. Okay? Try to get me on that. They're saying the Hallel. But not, you're not going to find this too common. It's not common, but there are groups of Hasidim, I don't know how to pronounce all these names. They make a bracha, and they tell you not that we have a mesorah. This is the mesorah to make the bracha. Now, my puny little mind wanted to suggest to you a chiddush. I didn't see anywhere, so it's for sure wrong. The minhag of reciting Hallel Leil Pesach in shul with the bracha is an outgrowth of the Hallel that was said b'zman shchidas haPesach, especially those shuls who daven early, and which was very common in time of Chazal. Time of Chazal, it was very common to daven ma'ariv mugoed yoyim, because you want to go, the Rashi says beferish, almost every night you daven ma'ariv early, especially the Seder, you want to get home early, so you could start to say the pinkel with Seder Zakechavim. So you anyway were davening ma'ariv early when it's still technically yoyim, and let's talk about Mitzvah Shabbos. Erev Pesach Chal Yosef Shabbos, you can't do Matzah Mitzvah. Why? I mean, according to Rashi, when did you bake the matzah? This is really dangerous. This is so dangerous, I don't think anyone does it anymore today. Because this, now it's in Kars. After Chatzos, until Laila, it's only a Loisa Seit Avchamitz. Baal Yehua, Baal Yehmotzeh. But when you get, there's no chiyuv karis for eating.
They
still do it. They do it with Shabbos. They do it with Shabbos.
The biggest problem is the Arab Shabbos, because
Arab Pesach is chaliyos b'Shabbos. So then you can't bake the matzahs after Shabbos. Shechitas Pesach was done on Shabbos, but the baking of the matzah is done mitzoy. No, it's not matzah mitzvah according to Rashi.
Mitzoy baked it on mitzoy Shabbos in that case. Yeah.
What?
Chassam Sofa made his matzahs on the. If it came out on Mitzvah Shabbos the first time. He made his matzahs mitzvah.
On Mitzvah Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what Mitzvah is. There's no other choice. You have no other choice. That's a dangerous game, is to make the matzahs on Pesach itself on Mitzvah Shabbos. I don't know if the matzahs they do it. I don't think they do it. They don't do it. They don't want to do it. Too risky. What? But that's so Menela. So there was even, so when you're baking the matzahs then and you're baking the bracha, realize that. Think about this. Those people that had the minhag, think of it look like this. Those people who had the minhag to bake matzah smitzah after chatzos, and they would say halal with a baracha in a year, she'erev Pesach shechal yoyis for Shabbos. So the first time you can bake the matzah smitzah is mitzoy Shabbos, when it's vaday laila, and they're saying halal, and they're making a bracha.
The
of even though it's not the Zman Shchitas HaPesach. Zman Shchitas HaPesach is on Shabbos. It's Pesach Shabbos. Shchitas HaPesach is on Shabbos.